Let's go back to the public stage in the late 20s and early 30s during the transition between vaudeville and musical theater, when a variety of great acts were woven together with a comedic premise, providing evenings of great hilarity, virtuosity, and social commentary. No one had more fun with this form than the Marx Brothers, Groucho, Harpo, Chico, and Zeppo, on stage and then on film. In the Denver Center Theater Company's current production of Animal Crackers, a 1928 stage musical and 1930 film, we have the pleasure of experiencing the charm and zaniness that made this bunch of goofballs one of the all-time favorites of the English-speaking world. As with so many Depression-era comedies, much of the action takes place in the world of the well-to-do, a palliative and conceit employed to help the disenfranchised forget about their dire circumstances and dream about catching a break. In this case, the wealthy widower, Mrs. Rittenhouse, Celia Tackerberry, playing Margaret Dumont, a regular foil of the Marx Brothers, is throwing a party in honor of Captain Spaulding, Jim Ferris playing Groucho Marx, a renowned African explorer. Being the guest of honor gives Groucho nonstop carte blanche to insult everyone with his mile-a-minute quips. Think Robin Williams with a Yiddish twist. Ferris never lets up, matching the legendary Groucho's relentless delivery of zingers. To top it all off, using a possibly staged slip by Roscoe W. Chandler, Ferris goes on an improvisational tear for which Groucho and his brothers were renowned and has everyone in stitches. Otherwise, everyone gets in on the act with more subplots than you can shake a slapstick at, including three romantic relationships between Mrs. Rittenhouse and Roscoe W. Chandler, a wealthy Texan, Mrs. Rittenhouse's daughter, Arabella, and Wally Winston, a journalist looking to break a big story, and between Mary Stuart and John Parker, a struggling but talented artist seeking recognition, that undergo a variety of comedic trials. Given the vaudevillian structure filled with a succession of comedy sketches, one-liners, and visual gags, there are more special moments than can be accounted for here. But some favorites include Chico's own piano composition, I'm Daffy Over You, the well-known Chico-Harpo scene in which Chico keeps asking Harpo for a flash, meaning a flashlight, and Harpo, not understanding, producing a series of objects from his bottomless trench coat, whose names sound similar. And a sparkling tap dance featuring Arabella and Wally, as well as a sweet duet between Mary and John. Kudos to director Bruce K. Sevi for pulling out all the stops for the wonderful throwback production, including the live sextet on stage. The Denver Center Theater Company's production of Animal Crackers runs through May 11th. For tickets, 303-893-4100 or denvercenter.org. For more information on these and other productions, check out my website at coloradodrama.com and my reviews in Variety. For KUVO and KVJZ, this is Bob Bowes.